Hello, I'm Kathleen Dunn on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Early last month, the government of France proposed ending homework for elementary and junior high school students. Cutting homework, those who were proponents said, is just a part of an effort aimed at making primary and secondary school a happier and more relaxed place for children. The school week will be lengthened. French children now have Wednesdays off, but the school day will be shortened. We have debated before this issue of homework, whether or not it's a good thing or a bad thing. Recent education rankings place South Korea and Finland, countries who have very different approaches to education, alone in the top group for student cognitive skills and educational attainment. One of those countries has private tutors and they work very, very hard. Another of the countries offers tutors for everybody. And we're going to be looking at whether or not homework is valuable, how it can be valuable, what kind of homework may be valuable. Some of you may be teachers who still have today off. Some of you are back to school today, but I'm sure that all of us who were students at one point have some thoughts about whether or not homework is valuable or it's not very valuable. Our guest is Professor Harris Cooper. He is chair of the Department of Psychology and Neuroscience at Duke University. We'll be welcoming phone calls for him. Our phone number, as always, is 800-486-8655. 800-486-8655. Our email is talk@wpr.org. Facebook page is the Kathleen Dunn Show. Professor Harris Cooper, hello. Thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Were you surprised that France has given the French people this proposal to end homework?
I suppose I was a little bit surprised, too. I hadn't thought that a national government would generally get involved in that kind of policy setting. So I think I was a little bit surprised, yes.
I would imagine that philosophies in the United States vary greatly from school to school and from teacher to teacher. Everybody has a different philosophy as to whether or not homework is valuable.
People do have different philosophies, but I think doing homework is pretty universal in the United States. There may be differences in the amount and type that vary by class and grade level, but I think it's a pretty universal kind of activity for kids.
When we look at educational systems throughout the world, I guess France is not faring very well with their scores on science and in math. But when you look at different ways of educating children, attention is being paid to South Korea and to Finland, and they have wholly different ideas about homework, about private tutors, about the amount of time you spend in school. Can we look at a country in the world and say this is the right way to go because their students score very well on tests, they're very smart, and they've found the right formula?
You really can't do that, or at least I wouldn't advise doing it. We can look at the cross-country comparisons to look for new ideas. But whatever those ideas are, there are a couple of things to remember. They're always embedded in a much broader culture. And different cultures have different expectations, different views of what childhood should be, and embed the child's activities within families that vary, parents working or not working, and so on. So you have to be very careful. It's also the case that when we look across countries, even the educational systems will vary on lots of different characteristics. So it's not only do teachers assign homework, it's how long is the school day, how long is the school year, when does school start, at what age, and what are the expectations for post-secondary education that can vary from one country to another. And you can't pinpoint, because they cluster together, you can't pinpoint which one of those particulars might be the causal lever that's causing better or lesser achievement.
Mm-hmm.
Another important thing about some countries, and I think Finland and South Korea would be examples of this, is you have to look at the economic status of the country itself and also the homogeneity of the country. So we can look at this is the way they do it in Finland, but there may not be the variation in family economics that we experience in the United States that make it possible for a country to perform well or poorly relative to any other country.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of family economics, some people who are in opposition to the French proposal, the editor-in-chief of a magazine and website devoted to French school and education, has said that poor people, I don't know, this is a huge generalization, but your thoughts on this, poor people want homework because they know that school is very important, and the only chance, the only possibility they have to give their children a better life is that their children succeed at school. I must say that's kind of a new thought to me.
Well, it probably isn't if you think about it. You know, for my generation, school was supposed to be the great equalizer. It was where kids went. It was where economic mobility was situated. It was the place where meritocracy was supposed to identify those folks who were both bright and motivated. And if you performed well in school, it opened up opportunities for careers for you, no matter what your family background might have been. So that notion that that education is where those who are deserving will be able to achieve and gain their just rewards is embedded in lots of countries, and the United States is certainly one of them. So I don't have a problem with what was said in the comment you just told us.
Mm-hmm. You were quoted in University of Virginia Cavalier Daily as saying, I wonder if this is correct or
quoted.
Not. Yes, you were. Recommendations,
okay.
Actually.
Okay.
You've said that second graders should be given 10 to 15 minutes of homework and then increased by 10 to 15 minutes for each succeeding grade level. Do you stand by that?
Well, that's pretty close to what I said, so I'll take it. You've always, whenever you're speaking with a reporter, you always say, and they say, this is what you said, and first you have to ask, what was it that I said? Because you're never quite sure how it got reported. But what that is it's actually an educator's old rule. It comes, I think, from Kraft knowledge, that is called the 10-minute rule. And what that means is you take, at least in the United States, you take a kid's grade level, you multiply by 10, and that's about a good anchor for how much homework a child should be doing in that grade. So it's 10 minutes for first graders, 30 minutes for third graders, 50 minutes for fifth graders, and so on. When you get to high school, you're going to get a lot more variation around that because kids now have a choice of what kinds of classes to take. Some take very rigorous academic classes, others take less so. So it'll be a great deal of variability. There'll also be variability even at the earliest grades, depending upon the kinds of homes and the community that the school serves. But generally speaking, if you use the 10-minute rule as an anchor, and then push up and down depending upon the kind of assignment and the kinds of homes that kids are coming from, you're not going to be too far off what is probably the optimum for using homework to facilitate learning.
And how do you use homework to facilitate learning? There obviously must be some homework that's valuable and other homework that's just busy work.
Well, there's busy work, and that's one thing you sort of want to stay away from.
Mm-hmm.
But different the my rule for homework assignments is that you mix it up. So our grandparents believed that our brains were muscles, and like any muscle, they responded to exercise. And they were right in the sense that we think about the spelling tests that we brought home and did on Thursday night before the test on Friday, vocabulary, foreign language, math facts, anything that responds to practice can be practiced at home with very little facilitation from parents. You don't have to have a teacher standing by, and that'll help kids out. But it's also the case that taking schoolwork home provides an opportunity for kids to learn that the things that they're learning in school have applications to things that they enjoy doing at home. Especially at the earlier grades, it's really important for kids to recognize that, you know, doing math can help you figure out what your batting average is in Little League, or mm-hmm. what your team's winning percentage is, or you go to the grocery store with your parents and you have to keep a budget and that kind of stuff. And obviously reading as well, high interest reading, those can be homework assignments as well. So teachers that mix that kind of stuff up, don't just give the same kind of homework assignment every night, are probably using homework most effectively.
Mm-hmm. When you were a child, did you do your homework?
I did my homework, yeah. I don't have a really strong either positive or negative reaction to homework as part of, you know, a therapy session where I was traumatized in some way. I didn't feel it. It had a strong imprint on me one way or the other. As a parent, I also didn't have too much trouble with homework, either one way or the other, where our kids felt that they were overburdened or we saw them sitting around playing video games without any homework at all. So, and honestly, I think that for the vast majority of parents in the United States, that in fact is the experience. So just very quickly, let me tell you that a few years back, I don't think these numbers change terribly often, two national surveys were done in which parents were asked, how much homework does your child bring home every night? Too much, too little, or just the right amount? And about 1 in 5 said it was too much. 1 in 5 also said it was too little. And 3 in 5 said it was just the right amount.
We're going to ask our audience that very same question and whether or not they think homework is valuable, and if so, what kind of homework is valuable. A conversation prompted in part because the French government proposed ending homework for elementary and junior high school students last month. So we're looking at homework in the United States, whether or not homework should be assigned, what kind of homework is valuable, and it also gets us examining educational systems in various parts of the world where some have systems where people go to school for a much longer period of time, where there's heavy-duty pressure to get a terrific tutor who will tutor you for hours and hours after you've already been to school, other countries that are much more lenient. And what do we get from all of that? Better test scores, better jobs, better... What's the purpose of all of it? Our guest is Professor Harris Cooper. He is chair of the Department of Psychology and Neuroscience at Duke University. And here is our phone number. Call in early because I think we'll have a lot of response to this issue. 800-486-8655. 800-486-8655. Our email is talk@wpr.org. And our Facebook page, if you'd like to leave comments there, because we always like to read what you're thinking about, is the Kathleen Dunn Show. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Our phone number, again, is 800-486-8655. Professor Harris Cooper, chair of the Department of Psychology and Neuroscience at Duke University, is our guest, and our conversation is homework. Should we have homework? What homework is valuable? How much homework? What's the purpose of it? And let's go to Alma for our first call. Hi, Alma.
Yes. By demanding homework, we are actually dooming some children to failure. Parents who work second shift or are not available to help at night, especially for the little ones. Our athletes have a terrible time. They don't get home until after 12:30 at night and then have homework after they have represented their school. Some of the kids in our area get on a bus at 6:30 in the morning and don't get home until 4:30 or 5 o'clock at night. Those are tired children. You had a guest on one time. It's Tom from Click and Clack, the brothers, who wrote a book on this, on how homework is really hurts our children in many ways and does not give a lot of kids time for family life.
Professor Cooper, what do you say?
Well, I'm not sure exactly how to respond. Athletics are important. It's a question of priorities. Nobody wants to see a child sit on a school bus. Doing away with the academic aspects of going to school, rather than shortening school bus rides by building more schools, I sometimes worry about the amount of time that some athletes are asked to spend in practice relative to their schoolwork, and that's clearly a question of what do we prioritize. And good homework assignments are not family busters by any stretch of the imagination. They can, in fact, be helpful to families, giving them something to do together. That being said, I don't want to dismiss the caller's sense that, yes, in fact, some parents, and there are many children nowadays, in fact, I think the majority of children either live in homes where both parents work outside the home, or where they work or they live in a home where with only one parent. And educators have to be sensitive to these issues with regard to the kinds of families their school serves that are in their classes, and recognize that there can be limited resources, and they have to either pull back on the amount of what they expect from parents, or set up systems in which the kinds of support that kids need are made available to them.
Thanks, Alma, for the call. Kathy writes on Facebook, "The regret of my teaching career is that I gave too much homework. I stressed myself out with prep and correcting, and I'm sure I stressed the kids and parents out as well. It was third and fourth grade, one of two review sheets or a week, one or two, would have been plenty for all of us."
I can't disagree with that. One of the great concerns that people have today is that because of increasing pressure to excel, especially for parents who want their kids to go to the very best colleges and universities, because of the increased scrutiny that our educators are finding themselves under and the accountability that's associated with end-of-grade testing and et cetera, that educators are finding a great deal of pressure to pile it on. It's not as much in some areas, that's certainly the case, but it's also the case, and educators need to recognize this, is that children have only so much capacity, and asking an 8-year old to do 2 hours of homework a night may be counterproductive. In fact, what the evidence suggests is that that 10-minute rule is where you're getting at the optimum amount of learning for time spent. So if a second grader is bringing home 2 or 3 hours of homework a night, in most instances, that is not best serving the child. So that teacher has a regret, and I hope others learn from it.
Mm-hmm. Amy in Milwaukee. Hello, Amy.
Hi. I'm just wondering what the viewpoint on this would be. My son attends a school district where they've just changed their grading system, and the homework is only accountable for 10% of their grade. The teacher's view of the homework by walking by and seeing if the children have it done upon completion without actually collecting the homework and seeing how well the child did or did not do. And I feel that by the time the test is taken, it's a little bit too late to find out whether the child has been grasping onto what the teacher's been teaching the last few weeks. And I'm just wondering what the viewpoint on that would be and why districts are changing to that, where I think that homework should be accountable for a little bit more of the grade, because I remember when I was a kid, I was really proud that if I got a good grade on a piece of homework, I could show my parents, or vice versa, where I didn't get as good of a grade, and I knew I had to work harder at it. And then I got that grade back knowing that it was I was proud of it. So I'm just wondering what the viewpoint is on the only 10% of the grade being of the homework being based on 10% of the grade.
Yeah, grading is something actually that we're starting to look at now. We're just beginning to look at the research literature and what the best strategies are for grading. But there were a couple of really good points that you raised. One important thing that homework can do for teachers and parents is play a diagnostic role. So just going by and seeing did you do it is probably not quite enough. What teachers should be doing is collecting the homework, looking at it for obvious mistakes that kids are making that can help them adjust their teaching strategy in two different ways. Sometimes they may discover that a lot of students in their class on their homework assignments are making the same mistakes, and that tells them something about the way they're teaching. That there was something that they taught that just wasn't connecting with the students and they needed a new approach to getting that in material across. In other instances, they can use the homework because of particular to identify a child's particular problem, particular learning difficulty, and they can use the homework to help that particular child. With regard to the amount of a final grade, there's no real formula for what the proper weighting of homework should be. But there are a couple of things to think about. Remember that if a final comes along and a kid can get 100 on it, it's not clear that they ought to only get an 80 because they never handed in their homework. They have clearly mastered the material. That could be one approach that we could take. It's also the case that in some instances, taking take-home tests, homework can be seen as a take-home test where kids are asked to integrate things, to use materials and that they find at home, where it is in and of itself a cumulative evaluation, a cumulative piece of work. And if that's the case, then that should be weighted more. So you can't come up with a 10%, and I know some districts have gone to this, you can't weight it more than 10%. I would hope that they would give educators a little bit more leeway, but that if teachers are going to use homework as part of their grading, that they seriously look at it when it is handed in.
What's the purpose of doing homework? Is it to get better scores on our tests? Is it to make us happier human beings? Is it what's the purpose?
Well, I can say that happier human beings is probably not really high on the list of reasons that people give homework. Obviously, its immediate impact on achievement is one thing, but there are lots of other things that proponents of homework will refer to. They'll make claims that students develop better study habits. When they go away to college, they're going to have to be able to study on their own. In college, the homework time and class time are literally flipped. So we expect 3 hours at home for every hour you spend in class, something of that nature. So learning the study habits. There are also issues with regard to time management skills. Learning how to learn in any environment, because even adults change their jobs, professions, multiple times in their life, and for purposes of advancement or learning new skills, they're going to have to learn how to learn on their own. And appropriately used, homework begins the process of teaching kids how to do that. Another very important aspect of it is keeping parents involved and aware of how well their student is doing. I remember very clearly speaking with some parents after a talk I gave where they came up and they said in kindergarten, our child's kindergarten teacher told us she was having some difficulties. We didn't believe her. It wasn't until the first grade when she started to bring home homework assignments that we saw how she was struggling. And the relationship between those parents and the teacher and the school changed in a positive direction. They mm-hmm. became a team rather than at conflicting mm-hmm. with one another because of the homework assignments.
Paul in Green Bay. Hi, Paul.
Hi.
Hi.
I guess exactly what you're talking about was the point that I wanted to make. I have five kids from 13 all the way down to 18 months.
And, wow.
For me, my family, my kids, the important thing with homework is exactly what you're talking about, learning study skills, which I don't think that public school systems work on at all. And being prepared for college, because I think nowadays, especially with this economy and the times, college is an absolutely necessary thing, and kids are not prepared for college. They don't know how to study, they don't know how to learn on their own. And for us, that starts in sixth grade, learning study skills, and that's the number one thing that we hammer home. Grades are important, but for me, it's not so much about grades from sixth through eighth grade. It's about being prepared for high school, learning how to study, and homework is incorporated in that. I guess that's all I wanted to say.
Thank you. Thanks for the call, Professor Hooper.
That's great. I hear from lots of kids, freshmen and on, who will say, my high school was really rigorous. I had a lot of homework. And when I got to college, I had a leg up because I knew how to do this. I knew how to walk out of my dorm room and go to the library and sit for 2 hours, whereas other kids would show up and they just didn't have that discipline. They didn't feel that same sense. And they didn't know how to acquire those skills at that grade level. Let me mention one other thing that this caller, because he had such a wide range of ages, another way that homework can actually facilitate family interaction deals with having, and I'm sure he's done this already, is to have your older kids help your younger kids with their homework. This happens in our family. Our kids are about four grades apart. And as they got older and our younger daughter started to bring home geometry and algebra stuff that her parents couldn't help her with, she had an older brother who would, in fact, be able to help her with it. And, of course, the first thing he would ask us is, what's in it for me? And we would respond and say, well, you know what, we can do this for you in exchange, but help your sister with her algebra. And they enjoyed doing it. In fact, when he finally went away to college, she was a little concerned. She literally wrote a piece for school about, what it meant for her brother to be going away. And one of the things she wrote about was, he just won't be there to help me with my homework anymore. That's a way that homework can help a family.
Thanks, Paul, for the call. Amos in Madison. Hi, Amos.
Hi. I was calling because I don't find much merit in homework. Because I just think it seems to me like homework is just teachers trying to help kids remember the schoolwork that they learned in the 10 hours that they're going to be away from school. And I just don't really think that kids are going to forget all that schoolwork in 10 hours.
What grade are you in, Amos?
I am in sixth.
Sixth grade. And tell me about your history of homework. When did you start getting homework and how much?
I started getting homework in the end of first grade, and it wasn't that much, but then as we progressed, I got more and more, and now I'm actually homeschooled, so pretty much all my work is at home, but...
It's all homework.
But I never really found much help in homework.
Professor Cooper.
Well, you have to look across the kids some kids can remember it immediately, others can't. If you're learning, like I said, if you're looking for, at this age level, the expectation that homework is going to have a huge impact on kids' academic achievement is going to be disappointed. Until the kids are in high school, the correlation isn't terribly strong. So what we really need to be doing in this instance is using it, as we said, for the purposes of developing study habits and time management skills, keeping parents involved. But it's also the case that even the things like the spelling tests and the math facts, that there are studies that show kids in the second grade who do that kind of thing do better on their tests than the kids who don't. So practice makes perfect or near perfect, and homework, especially for young kids, one of its functions can be to help them learn material.
Thank you, Amos, so much for your call. We're talking about homework this hour of our program here on the Ideas Network. Professor Harris Cooper is chair of the Department of Psychology and Neuroscience at Duke University. And we asked him to respond to a proposal from the French government to end homework for elementary and junior high school students. Why have they done that? And we're looking at other countries' philosophy on homework. And in the United States, our philosophy, and it varies from school to school and teacher to teacher. What's good for children? What's the purpose of homework? What's bad homework? What's good homework? Our phone number is 800-486-8655, and Bill in Lancaster is next. Hi, Bill.
Hi. I have a six-year-old daughter in Lancaster School District. She's in the first grade. They send home a worksheet that's real simple, takes 5 minutes, and I take it as an opportunity to engage my daughter and teach her that the school day is a learning time, but also the rest of her life is a learning time. I think the kids get exactly as much out of homework as their parents allow them to get out of the homework. And as far as taking away from family time, I think a lot of people consider family time sending their child up to their room to play video games while they sit around and watch TV.
Professor Cooper.
Thank you, Bill. That's it exactly. Their child is bringing home just enough homework. They are being successful at it, and especially for a six-year-old, it's really important for them to be successful at it. It's giving Bill an opportunity to tell his child how important it is to do well in school, how much they care about it, and that it's a way for them to interact with one another.
Mm-hmm. And there is something to be said, and this is tricky for parents. It's just a hard thing to do, I think. When he talked about homework, thinking of it in another way, that this is something you'll be doing learning for the rest of your life. So we want you to be an avid reader, and we want you to be engaged in the world, and creating that on the home front is a difficult task, but it's so important, isn't it?
It really is. And, you know, you mentioned avid reader. That raises the issue of interest. And this gets into the quality of homework and the sensitivity of the teacher as to, do they know what kinds of things kids are reading today and what their reading level is? Can they find the materials that they'll find engaging, that they'll want to pick up on their own, even if it wasn't a homework assignment? So one of the things I often mention when talking to teachers is I ask them the question, what was the first thing that you read because you really wanted to know what it said?
Oh.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
With remarkable consistency, I'm not going to say it's all of the time or a majority of the time, the most frequent answer I get is the one that I thought of myself. And that was the back of a cereal box.
Oh, I never would have thought of that.
Well, I remember sitting, and I'm sure there are lots of parents out there smiling at the moment, with a spoon in one hand and my nose pressed up against the back of that Fruit Loops box or Frosted Flakes or whatever it was. It had some kind of puzzle on it. It was clearly written for me. And I'll ask teachers, why don't you use that as part of a homework assignment? Because it's something kids are going to read anyway. And it lets them know, you know what, this reading thing is something I really want to be able to do because the back of that box is so interesting to me. And I can't wait till we go to the grocery store again to see if there's a new back to the Frosted Flakes box and things like that. So sensitive, good educators can use that kind of thing to make homework seem like no work at all.
Thanks very much, Bill, for the call. We're continuing with phone calls in just a moment. Here's how you reach us if you'd like to. 800-486-8655. Our guest is Professor Harris Cooper, Chair of the Department of Psychology and Neuroscience at Duke University, and we're talking about homework this hour of the program. Our conversation prompted because there is a proposal in France by the relatively new government to do away with homework for elementary and junior high school students. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. And while we're on the subject of homework, our January book club is going to be meeting next on Wednesday, January 30th at 10 o'clock. We'll be talking about Kate Chopin's The Awakening. The text is in the public domain, and there is a link to it on our Facebook page. So that's our homework for January 30th. Although all of us will be reading many books between now and then as well. We go back to phone calls now. Joan in Eau Claire is next. Hello, Joan.
Good morning, Kathleen, and good morning to your guest. My question for your guest is this. I'd like to inquire of your guest as to what he feels is an appropriate amount of homework for a middle school student.
Well, again, we'll apply the 10-minute rule. We'll say middle school is, what, 6, 7, 8, so it would be an hour to an hour and a half. There literally is data which shows that after about 90 minutes, kids who report doing more than 90 minutes of homework a night aren't doing any better in school than those who report doing 90. Up until that point, there is a modest relationship between the two. But remember, when I throw those numbers out, I'm talking about generic school district and generic child USA, and there is no such individual, so you have to be careful with that. It can be adjusted up and down depending upon whether it's high interest reading, how difficult the material will be, what other expectations parents might have for their child. But again, as the anchor to move from, middle school, 60 to 90 minutes, I think would be where most educators would fall, and the evidence suggests is the optimum.
Thanks, Joan. Jim in Kenosha. Hi.
Hi, this is Jim. I'm traveling here to actually make happy people right now. I'm on my way to Chicago to promote a stand-up comedy class that I do.
And oh, great.
Yes, there is homework.
Are you offering me a job?
but my point is I think that the France government is trying to say that we're trying to steer towards healthier people, and homework don't necessarily promote that. And then with that being said, I was a failing student through high school, and being back in school studying to be a therapist, I'm at the top of the dean's list, and I took a class that was called How to Study in College, which if I was introduced to that earlier in my life, I think I would have succeeded. So I will hang up and listen to the comments.
Thank you. Thanks for the call.
So if you don't do your homework, you end up a stand-up comedian.
Which is not a bad life, huh?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I think it's a hard one.
Yeah, it's a hard one.
But he is making people happy, probably happier than teachers who are assigning homework at the moment.
Hmm.
I think something to take away from what he said is for educators deals with the teaching of how to study. We know that little kids aren't good at it, and we know why. We know they can't pay attention. They can't tune out distractions. They get distracted easily. They make mistakes, and they don't know it, so they may learn the wrong thing. So we have to watch them pretty closely. When you get into the sixth grade or so, it's time to start teaching kids organizational skills, how to set up workspaces to study well, and outlining, etc., rehearsing possible questions, things like that. And that kind of stuff can really help you quite a bit. And that's what Jim needed.
Thank you, Jim, for the call. Barbara in Milwaukee. Hello, Barbara.
I would like to just comment. One of the best teachers I ever had was an advanced math teacher in high school who, after going through the new concept in class would look at the assignments in the book and say, okay, for tonight's assignment, do number 1, number 5, 7, 8. She would just name them because she could see what it was they were trying, what point they were trying to get across, what skills you would need in order to be able to solve those problems. If you're doing okay with those, then you're done. If you're having a little trouble, try, and she would give a list like that. It's homework that actually helps people build skills and checks to see what skills they have, what they're able to do, rather than just busy work. So saying no homework is kind of throwing out the baby with the bathwater. But I completely agree that there is just busy work being sent home. And some things do just need a little bit of practice. But how about intelligent practice?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. I think there is homework that's sent home that's busy work. But I would also suggest that if sometimes you think it's busy work and it actually does have a very important purpose. So if you can't figure it out, something to think about doing is to ask the teacher what the point was. And you may discover, I had that happen a couple of times with my kids where I said, why are you doing that? In fact, one instance dealt with reading The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe in, I think it was my daughter's seventh grade class. And she had read it in the fourth grade. And I said, you know what? I've heard so much about the lousy middle school curriculum, and this seems like the epitome of it. She's reading something that a fourth grader could read. And rather than call the seventh grade teacher, I called the fourth grade teacher, the one who had signed it first, and said, did she read this in your class? Why is she reading it again? And she gave me the answer. She said, well, when we read it in the fourth grade, it was because we knew it was a story that kids really loved. When she's reading in the seventh grade, she's reading it as allegory.
Hmm.
So they're looking it back at something that they enjoyed, and they had no idea what it really meant. And now in the seventh grade, they'll read it easily and will learn about allegory. And that kind of shut me up. There were other instances, I have to tell you, where I could never figure out what the meaning of the homework assignment was.
Did your daughter enjoy reading it the second time with a different purpose?
I think so. Mm-hmm. I think she probably thought it was a pretty easy assignment also.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Thank you so much, Barbara, for your call. Anne writes, homework invites the student to use her school brain in the home environment. I'm a believer in the relationship of place and learning. Doing math, writing, drawing, text reading at home provides the student more time and time in their home space for learning. As an art teacher, I gave homework for students to draw at home. Not only did I get a high percentage of work turned in, I found the quality of the work to be remarkable.
Absolutely. It's generalization. Even in today, I have lots of different work activities that I have to take part in. And I've learned how to do different kinds of work in different spaces. So if I'm doing a journal article review for a scientific journal, I know that's something I can take and do with on an airplane. But if I have to write, I know I need to be sitting at my desk. I need 2 hours. I need no interruptions.
Mm-hmm.
So as adults, especially if we go into professions where you don't work straight 9 to 5, but you do take your work home, you will have to learn how to do that eventually.
Sandy is next in Edgerton. Hi.
Hi. Thank you so much for this show. I want to just acknowledge so many of the parents who are calling seem to be really tuned in to their children at home, supporting them with their homework, and I think that that's fantastic. I think that one of the issues that France is seeing and that we're seeing is that that's not always possible. Not all families have the ability to provide that support for students. But my question for you is around, I work at the district level with high schools, and I'm wondering if you have any examples or models of districts we're really moving the dial on the use of homework and grading, specifically, you know, teaching teachers, helping teachers learn how to better use homework as formative assessment and being really, as that caller suggested, purposeful as to what the homework tasks require. It's versus simply sending home work for, you know, because it's what we've always done.
Yeah, it's a shame that ed schools really don't have classes on pedagogy that deal with strictly with homework. Part of the problem is that the homework content is so different for different subject areas, subject matters, and its potential purposes and effects can be so different that it's very difficult, except at the very broadest level, like you've just mentioned, Sandy, yourself, to be able to come up with the rules that need to be used. It's something that has to be embedded in education. And there are lots of teachers who will tell you that their very first job, their first parent-teacher conferences, the biggest shock they had was the reaction to homework. And it was their first realization that this is something that wasn't a simple mechanical kind of activity that they had to pay attention to. So I wish I had a better answer for you, but the answer is there really isn't a lot of guidance out there for the kind of thing you're wishing for. I wish for it, too.
We go to Mark in Cambridge next. Hi, Mark.
Hi. You guys are doing a terrific job covering this subject. And a couple callers ago, she talked about how her instructor used specific exercises, specific problems in mathematics. And basically, that's kind of what I was saying, using grading as an incentive rather as a club. Start out with the assignment just as she had spoken, then going from there, rechecking those problems in class in front of her, catching all the missed concepts. Then at the end, then move on and layering that in with each day with the next project. Then at the end of the week, having a quiz. Monday, take the quiz, come back in, and recheck the quiz, and then recatching all those missed concepts. You're actually going through the material three times. Three times is an excellent way of retaining materials. An easy way to catch yourself a missing concept in a class such as algebra. So you guys are hitting on all cylinders there. And I'll hang up and
thank
take
you,
your
Mark.
Comment off here.
Thank you, Professor Cooper.
Yeah, well, what can I say?
What can you say? You're hitting on all cylinders. Let's go to an email. Interesting one. What do you think about the Montessori approach to homework? The listener provided a list with items like teach your dog a new trick. I like that idea. I may do that tonight. Build a model of the Parthenon.
Depends on how old your dog is.
That's right. That's right. See if he can learn one even if he's old. Plant a garden. Plant a tree. Some bulbs around your house. How about that for homework?
Well, it's part of life. There's no problem with that. I didn't hear on there read a book or do a few math problems.
Mm-hmm.
I hope those are on that list as well. Again, what we're doing here is we're discussing what are kids likely to do on their own, what opportunities do they have, and how do we value different things and what our kids should learn. And it's going to vary by family, by community, by country.
And finally, just in a few minutes here, are we singling out France because this is so unusual to have a call for ending homework, or is this true that there isn't homework in a lot of other parts of the world?
I'm not 100% up to date on all of the different homework policies at a national level. I think that's part of it, that it was a national level question. I think some people think of what's going on in France as fairly humorous for a government, a federal government, to get involved in this kind of issue. I think that's probably, and the extremity of it.
Mm-hmm.
If we've learned anything It's that the truth lies in between.
Yeah. Thank you so much for being with us. Professor Harris Cooper, chair of the Department of Psychology and Neuroscience at Duke University, our guest, and we talked this hour about a proposal from the French government early last month to end homework for elementary and junior high school students. We want to thank Brett Jaspers, whose last day is today here at Wisconsin Public Radio. He'll be heading to Baltimore, to Public Radio in Baltimore. He's a very smart young man and very hardworking, and I'm sure he'll do well wherever he goes. So we thank him very much for his months of great production work and background work and starting a book club. We'll be with you again tomorrow. Thanks to Rhonda Fanning and Brett, who produced this program, tomorrow at 9. Keep listening.